With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. With all of this freezing weather affecting millions across the country, emergency room doctors are urging those affected to take precautions to prevent hypothermia.
Power outages and prolonged exposure to frigid temperatures carry a risk of hypothermia that cannot be ignored. The dangers are especially high in areas where people and infrastructure do not typically experience extreme cold. Even at seemingly routine winter temperatures, the cold can tax the body over time. Emergency room doctors want people to layer up, stay hydrated, and check on their neighbors. People also should not hesitate to get to a warm place before they reach their limit. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Whether you approve or oppose President Trump's use of the National Guard to combat crime, the price tag is now public.
New data from the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office says that President Trump's deployment of federal troops to several U.S. cities cost taxpayers about $496 million through the end of December. It estimates the cost of sending federal troops to Chicago, Memphis, Portland, Oregon, and Los Angeles, and does not include the December deployment to New Orleans. The CBO says continued deployments to those cities will cost about $93 million per month, and the deployments to other U.S. cities in 2026 would cost $18 million to $21 million per month for each city. Donna Warder, Washington.
President Trump says he'll tap former Federal Reserve Governor Kevin Warsh as the next Fed chair to replace Jerome Powell in May. The appointment, which requires Senate confirmation, amounts to a return trip for Warsh, who was a member of the Fed's board from 2006 to 2011. The Senate has voted to fund most of the government through the end of September, while carving out a temporary extension for Homeland Security funding. This is SRN News. America's pastors are ready to stick it out.
4 years ago, 42% of Protestant clergymen in this country told the Barna Group that they had seriously considered quitting the ministry within the last 12 months. Today, Barna reports that the number has fallen to 24%, which is still considerable, but much better than it had been. Researchers say the pandemic is probably mostly to blame for the high percentage of pastors who were thinking about giving up earlier this decade. Michael Harrington reporting.
A Swiss politician has been convicted of firing a pistol at an auction poster of a 14th century painting of a baby Jesus and then posting images of the damage online. Sunija Amiti, a member of the Zurich City Council and a Muslim, has received a suspended fine for disturbing freedom of religion and worship. In September of last year, he fired the gun at a poster that showed details of the work Madonna with Child and the Archangel Michael by 14th century painter Tommaso Del Mazza. This is SRN News. The Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show is celebrating a milestone.
The 150th annual show opens Saturday and wraps up with the Best in Show prize Tuesday night in New York's Madison Square Garden. What's now the most famous dog show in the country began when some 19th century New York gentlemen hunters organized an event to compare their dogs. That first show featured about 1,200 dogs of dozens of breeds. This year's show boasts 2,500 dogs representing as many as 212 breeds. Rich Thomason reporting.
NASA has delayed astronauts' upcoming trip to the moon because of near-freezing temperatures expected at the launch site. The first Artemis moon shot with a crew is now targeted for no earlier than February 8th, 2 weeks or 2 days later than planned. A newly minted $1 coin will feature a woman from the Oneida tribe, Polly Cooper, known for aiding George Washington's army during the Revolutionary War. More details at srnnews.com.